Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the 5th edition of Filming Italy Sardegna Festival. I'm in company of Winston Duke.
So, my first question is something that I also asked Vittorio Alonso, you know, when I met her for The Eternals. I mean, Marvel movies have always managed to, you know, depict real life issues through fantasy and fiction. And could we say that they have, let's say, the same metaphoric function today that mythology had back then?
Yeah, you know, what was really great about mythology back then was it found a way to humanize really giant concepts, right? And what Marvel does really well is it humanizes giant concepts and beings that feel like they should be too powerful and just put them inside the body of a teenage boy, you know, and that's Spider-Man. Or a group of people who are shunned by society until they find groups of each other where they feel like they found a home, and that's the X-Men. So I think really what the power that Marvel is really selling at is normalizing a lot of narratives for people and being really strong allegories of really big concepts that make people feel like they can see themselves and see their lives. Because a young teenage boy might not feel very important or not feel like he's changing the world and just might be going through puberty, but he watches Spider-Man and realizes that his puberty is an epic story. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And watches, it's cool to be smart, you know, like there are kids who feel like they're being picked on in school, but one of the most powerful characters in the Marvel Universe, Tony Stark, is super smart. You know, he's a computer guy. He's a computer genius. So it really normalizes things that sometimes when you're younger, you don't get to believe or you don't believe are is your superpower. Mm-hmm. But it's your individuality that's your superpower. And I think that's what it normalizes.
I was thinking that, you know, since Black Panther broke like every record and tore down more than one Academy Awards wall in terms of representation and variety, how much do you think that things have changed in Hollywood and in terms of, you know, all these things, you know, inclusion, representation, diversity? And do you think that the change is kind of imposed in a way or is a real change?
No, I don't think the real question is, has it changed? It's how much more do we have to do, right? Okay. It's the world has changed. The entire world has changed. We're now connected through social media where we can see each other's lives. I can travel here within hours, where long ago it would take me months to come see you here in Sardinia from Los Angeles. The world has changed. We've changed with it. But how much more do we need? Like, we still don't have a lot of women. We still don't have a lot of people of color in positions of power. We still don't own a lot of our narratives and aren't the ones fully telling our narratives. It's not really a question of inclusion anymore. Yeah. It's a question of ownership and equity, right? Yeah. So equity and equality. So it's still not that. But we are present. So the world has changed, and we're now present. But now we need equity. Now we need equality. And that's the thing that, like, we're still fighting for every single day. Why we're still taking charge of our stories and saying, no matter where you're from, this is the time to tell your story. If you're just from Sardinia, this is the time to tell your story because you can take ownership of that story. And the time, what we need now is ownership, not just inclusivity.
I love that. I know you can talk about Wakanda Forever, obviously, but maybe you could tell me how emotional or difficult it was to work on this sequel without Chadwick Boseman.
It's exceptionally tough to work on the piece. You know, we cried many days. Anytime we were in scenes that referenced him or his character, you know, the emotions are real. The feelings, the heavy feelings on set, it's real.
Can we expect you to see more in the evolution of your character? request?
I can say yes.
I like that. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Listen.
And I would like to thank Winston Duke at the 5th edition of Filming Italy Sardinia Festival. And this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.